Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Craig Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
How bad do you think it was? How bad do you think that
climb was? I don't think it was anything that bad, but yeah. Of course, we'll get to the Forbes 30 under 30, a.k.a. the second best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the verified one at Tim Geddes.
What a start. You know what I mean? I'm already loving the energy of this, Greg. It's I've missed you on the Kind of Funny
podcast. I've missed you too.
It's good to have you back.
I missed all of you out there listening or watching. But yeah, it was the traditional one. Kevin's like, all right. Well, first off, he stops this because we're talking about Gundam style. And everybody loves a good Gundam style jam. Nick, what was your favorite part of Gundam style?
I like when it stopped for a second.
Gandalf.
And then he was like, Gundam style.
That was good. And so Kevin cuts us off there, tries to get us on track. And then it's, all right, we're going into the intro. Three. Two, and then he knocks a can off his desk, clatters around on the floor, and there it goes. There we're into the podcast.
The literal best.
Kevin, what was it? What was it a can of?
No, it wasn't a can. It was the top of an Elgato like stand.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So it was okay. Like I was asking you guys ready to go, and you respond, yep. And then Tim just makes an inaudible. Thank you. Sound where it was just It's like, all right, Tim, I'm going to take that as a good. And then I knocked it down. Then it was like, oh, we're going.
And here we go. And now we got a podcast, ladies and gentlemen. If you didn't know, this is the Kind of Funny Podcast each and every week, twice a week, three, sometimes four. Best friends gather on this table, each coming to bullshit with each other about whatever it is they want to bullshit about. If you like that, go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where, of course, you can write in to be part of the show. You can get the show ad-free. You can get the show with the exclusive post-show we do. And you could be watching live, just like Cameron Kennedy is, Alexander Hernandez is, and the Lou R.
Lou.
Of course, if you're watching live, there's no special job. I don't care if I'm wrong about anything. Go to hell. But you can watch the show later, of course, with ads, no post show. You can't comment live as we go on how quickly I got to the intro this week, but you could get it on youtube.com/kindoffunny. Podcast services around the globe each and every week, twice a week, no matter where you get the show. Thank you for your support. Consider going to patreon.com/kindoffunny to get the most out of Kind of Funny. But if you can't, no big deal. Some housekeeping for you. We have hella video game reviews up on the latest Kind of Funny Games cast. You can go to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames or podcast services around the globe to hear me, Andy, Blessing, and Tim talk about reviews for WarioWare, Life is Strange, True Colors, and The Artful Escape. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Julian the Gluten-Free Gamer, Steve Powers, The Kind of Funny Destiny 2 PC Clan, and The Kind of Funny Destiny 2 PC Clan. Today, we're brought to you by Upstart and Canva, but I'll tell you about that later. For now, let's just set the record straight. Kevin, I sent you something to Assets. It's a Captain America statue. I need you to put it up. Of course, infamously, Greg Miller didn't care too much about old Cap. You know what I mean? A DC-raised fanboy. I loved Spider-Man growing up, then the Clone Saga turned me off of Marvel kind of thing. Here we have Captain America. And as everybody knows, when we started doing MCU interview and before it was even a show, I was like, man, Captain America, he's kind of lame. Then I fell in love again via the rewatch. Now I'm a big old Captain America Chris Evans fan here. You know what I mean? I love
him. Chris Evans softy, as you might say.
That's what they call me. They call me the Chris Evans softy.
Stan.
That's good, too. I like that, too. However, here's what I'm going to put out as Exhibit A. This is a Sideshow Collectibles Captain America statue. Of course, Sideshow does great work. They made the Grogu over on the floor behind me. Captain America looks fucking lame 98% of the time. Look at how lame this guy looks. Just angry white dude in a thing. Like, why? It's no wonder I didn't like this guy growing up. Every comic had him in these bell-bottom boots, this jacked-out jaw. Generic old white guy over there, right?
To what? Yeah, what the fuck?
As opposed to Chris Evans right now. You know what I mean? As opposed to take the helmet off so he doesn't look lame.
I think they did a few things with the newer looks that I definitely think work. I think when you go back and watch like First Avenger and stuff like that, obviously the iterations of the suit they've been able to make look way, way cooler. But I've always sort of liked how it's still sort of like that combination of like he still uses the spats or the stirrups that he's got down there for like that sort of like World War One style boot, which I think is super cool. I don't know. I'm with you, Greg. Where like if you'd have told me in 2005, when was the first couple? When was Iron Man, Tim?
Eight.
You'd have been like, dude, you're going to really like Captain America in about 20 years. I'd have been like, go fucking sail a boat.
It's Greg. Just his
get out of the harbor and sail
you're
a
right,
boat.
Right, Nick. Go sail
his
a boat.
His weird little helmet is what it is every time.
It's the ear.
Because you cut, take your thumb right now, ladies and gentlemen, hold it over Cap's face and just look at the outfit. The outfit's dope as hell in this Sideshow collectible.
Yeah.
Like, actually, if they like, sold this with a removable head, I wouldn't buy it because I don't want to. I got a kid coming, but I would think about it. You know what I mean? If I could put Chris Evans' head on this. Yeah,
are you really
sorry,
worried about the kid, or are you worried about you're gonna choke on it yourself?
No, I'm not worried about choking on it. I'm just worried about like
you know think about you don't ever look at removable heads on statues like that and be like, I put that thing in my mouth.
I could take it down.
No,
I can swallow the nickel. Remember?
I guess
once I choked down the nickel, but then it passed. I was like, I got this. I can take down anything I want from here now.
You're such a broken man.
I'm invulnerable.
Yeah. Is it still in you think the nickel? Did you ever pass that?
You thing? Know, I never heard it clank in the bowl, but the doctor did say it would pass. But I don't think mom ever went digging for it.
I'm going to need you to get a couple x-rays and just see, because that nickel might be worth a lot of money. That could have been like a 1920s nickel.
From 1920s nickel. You think that's
I know this is a classic tale.
I was trying to think
people.
Like what would actually be worth
it. Well, what would make a nickel worth it? 1920s.
I know most people listening probably know the story, but for anybody that doesn't, I want to make it abundantly clear that Greg is, in fact, referencing a time when he was really young and ate a nickel, treating himself like a human jukebox. I'm not making this up. That is what happened. Mm-hmm. Now, what I do, I'm a little hazy on Greg. What song were you trying to play?
I was just humming. I don't know what I was humming at this point in time. I was too small at that point, as you remember.
Maybe.
Possibly very it could have it was that maybe Ghostbusters and I want to give you a compliment for remembering this story so well. Yes, I was in my old place, my original home, laying on the carpet while Grandma Miller was looking at Pokey 2. I'll never forget it, looking at Pokey 2 down in my bedroom down there. I was laying in the living room dropping a nickel in my mouth over and over, some change, I think it was a handful of change, and then that one nickel got away from me, went in there, went sideways, and for that's you know, like 2 seconds where you couldn't breathe at all, that's when I was like, I'm in over my head, this is bad.
Have you ever been there? Wait, that's when Grandma Miller put down the fish fillet and came over and like knocked you up.
No. I swallowed the nickel and I panicked, cried, told Grandma, maybe even threatened to vomit. I don't know what I was up to at the time.
Right.
Have you ever had that fear of choking, Nick?
Yes, I have. It's very, very scary.
Kevin's showing me something here. A Liberty Head nickel from 1913 sold for $3.7 million.
Greg, what I'm saying is, let's get Kevin just a vat of KY and some rubber gloves. And we're going to make some money, Kevin.
Sure.
I will split this with you 50-50, Kevin. But you have to go get it. You have to pull a City Slickers and go in there and
there
help Greg.
You knew it was going to be good.
Have the cow.
So there is a nickel, D. Buffalo nickel from 1920 is worth $138,000.
What's up with that 7D nickel? I'm not a big fan of people just adding Ds however the hell they want. 3D, get it. 4D, sure. We're just jumping to 7.
I was in a desolate mall the other day and walked by one of those ride things, and it was trying to say it was 9D. Like, you understand dimensions. Get out of here.
Yeah, get out of here. Like, this is more complicated than time travel right now. Dimensions, timelines, all this shit. The fuck out. Explain to me the Ds. Kevin, what's D number one?
You know, left and right.
First dimension.
That's 2D, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to add them all the D's together.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just.
So
was,
okay, so 1D is the X, 1D is the Y. That's so right. You put those together, you got 2D.
You got 2D.
Okay.
Fair. 3D is Z. Fair. And 4D is your sense of smell.
Yeah. Well, smell that's your smell seat, alone. That's your seat moving. Right?
5D is D's nuts.
Damn. Good shit. Took us a while to get there, but I'm happy we fucking did.
Well, yeah, people thought it was going to be earlier. They thought the D's nuts would be coming up earlier. They weren't.
No. You got to whet their appetite. Go for it, Nick.
I'm shocked we haven't talked shit about Andy yet. I'll be honest with you.
That's a good point.
It's been 10 minutes on this podcast. We haven't brought the fact.
A lot of people have been wondering where Andy Nitro Rifle Cortez is. is actually a pretty exciting story. Andy, as you know, plays guitar. Andy, of course, has been getting a following on Twitch. So the other day, the local bar invited him down to do his set. And he went down there and he strummed and a snake jumped out of the guitar, bit him both eyes.
I thought you were going to go one of the strings was a snake, but the fact that
that would have made more sense, but I like thinking of the snake in the guitar hole.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's right in the eyeball.
Right in the eyeball. Bam.
Every single time, left eyeball.
Right there. Bam, bam, and he's down. That's the end of that story.
Bam.
Speaking of snakes and reptiles, Tim, you sent something to Assets as well. What do you got for me today?
I did. Kev, if you could bring this up, that'd be great. There was a tweet I saw recently that I'm like, oh, this is prime kind of funny podcast material. It is a video of, it's a multi-layered video. I'm just going to say that right now. But from my eyes, which again, I'm not a scientist. I'm not an expert. I'm not even a respectable human being in many ways.
Very true.
But what I'm seeing here are turtles that if Kevin would hit play, you will soon see are extremely fast.
Why are they so fast?
And that's, I feel lied to. These turtles are real. Fucking running.
First off, those look like tortoises.
Those are CG. And
look, I'm that's the
yeah, thing.
I'm not a scientist, Greg. I'm sorry. I can't
you can call them either, Greg.
Whatever this thing is, these things are moving fast.
A tortoise is a type of turtle.
No.
You learned some shit today, Greg.
I don't know. I mean, that's what I was told.
And he
when
has
Horace
a tortoise
entered my life.
These tortoises are clearly
you're thinking CG.
Not real.
You idiot.
They're not real. They're CG.
Yeah, these are not real. Yeah, this is CG.
So that's
not
the thing.
Well, CG.
So I just saw this and I took it for what it was. I didn't question it. I was like, cool, turtles can be fast. And then I was like, all right, I didn't even think of it. Is it fake or not? Because who cares at the end of the day? But it wasn't until we were bringing this up on the show and I just sent it to Assets for Kevin to bring up that I realized where they are.
I thought so.
This is
Disneyland?
The Pantabrum.
This is at the Avengers campus. This is like Doctor Strange's sanctum that these turtles are running in front of. And now this has just gotten so much more interesting. What the fuck is the origin of this video? Why are these turtles fast? Are they real? If they're fake, why? Who did this? And why are they here?
They're definitely
somebody
fake.
Give me answers.
Guys, I want to interrupt. I'm sorry. I have breaking news from Wikipedia. There are 356 living species of turtles, and they include tortoises and terrapins, from the Jay-Z song I sang that one time.
I wonder who said that.
There you go.
You know?
There we go.
It sounds like Avery said it, and then you tried, as usual, to pass it off as a fact you had. But
First of all, any fact you have is now a fact that's yours. You know what I mean? Like
Holy
someone
shit.
Tells you something, or
Holy
you read it from a book.
Shit.
Yeah, right?
Holy shit.
But you can trace it back to when the fact originated, and the fact didn't originate from you.
You're telling me right now, fucking what's-his-face is in the Galapagos Islands.
Right.
Finding
Darwin.
Out some shit about turtle. Thank you, Darwin. And now we got to thank him for everything? Fuck him. It wasn't even
I know it sucks never to have an original thought in your life, Kevin, but there's a reason when people talk about pissing in a Dixie cup and throwing it on the wall, they talk about Greg Miller, all right? Because that's a fact I introduced to the world, all right? Greg. You're over here, monocle in hand, two turtles in your hand, three hands, saying, hey, I know everything about turtles.
Did you know the turtle has a spiked penis that goes inside of the other turtle?
Nick, if I talk to you right now about a turtle's penis, you'd be horrified, all right? So
the
shut your face.
First
shut
off.
Because you don't know what you're talking about. A turtle's penis is also its anus. Do you hear what the sentence I just said?
No, that's
it. It pees and poos out of the same thing. It's also its tail.
Holy shit. Multi-use. This guy knows what's up.
But going back, Greg, you brought up a really interesting point.
Turtle
is
penis.
Is that who is the keeper, ultimately, of information? Who gets to take credit when a fact is thrown out in a group and nobody else knows? Is it the person that knew the fact, or is it the person that taught that other person the fact? How far back do we go?
Real quick, I just want to bring up last night. I know this is like pretty late, but I just watched the Mandalorian season 2 Disney Gallery or whatever the hell the documentary series is called on Disney Plus that is specifically about the finale and about the return of Luke. And it's fascinating, super fun to watch. So much love and care, so many surprising elements. But what surprised me the most is towards the end of it, Jon Favreau's just going off. And he's going off about talking about like what it means to be original and what it means to like pass down information that you heard this from someone else and like what it means, all this stuff. And it's what you're talking about here of like who owns these facts or whatever. He compared like the emotion of Luke Skywalker returning to NFTs and like how every digital item, like, come, like, there's verified that it is the one original and everything else is a copy, and that Star Wars has always had this kind of idea and mindset of there's chain codes and there's these links that prove digitally who you are and all this stuff. And it was just such a left turn for this documentary, and I swear to God, the editor just let him go. Like, he just rants for like 5 minutes and it never cuts away, and it's just John Favreau like fucking talking about this stuff.
Tim, is he talking utterly about the, like, Sharpies, the, like, the little pens they carry in their pockets that they put into things, the little keys?
No.
All right, never mind.
No.
Look at Greg. No. He looks like a man who's just discovered a lot about turtle penises.
I'll tell you what, Google image search turtle penis. It does things to a person, you know what I mean? Because it looks like they've got like a parasite. You know what I mean?
It's not good. Greg, remember when I warned you, when I said that would change a man? And you were like, oh, turtle penis. I have no problem using Google.
Well, you remember I had Pokey 1 and Pokey 2, and I can't believe I didn't see these dicks at
this point. They hide
the Why were they penis. Hiding these cocks for so long? It wasn't like I wasn't looking at these turtles.
It's just you weren't exciting them in the right way, apparently.
Lipstick.
On this one Google image search that you have pulled up right now, Greg, how many colored bandanas are there?
No bandanas, none.
Wow. No. That's kind of shocking.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not. I'm not looking for the smut like you are, right?
I mean, what do you search for?
Turtle penis.
I'm shocked that didn't result in at least one inappropriate Ninja Turtle picture.
The internet can be used for a good place.
Yeah.
What point are you trying to make?
What I do find is there's Dicky Turtle, Turtle Dick Bachelorette, and it's a turtle shell, but the turtle's head is a cock and balls. I'm going to put this into assets. I don't suggest showing it. I don't suggest showing it, Kevin. Don't you know what I mean?
Assets. I don't want other people. I don't want Joey being like, oh, what just popped in assets?
Joey God. Knows the score.
Listen, poor everybody Blessing knows.
Gets all worked up. He's never seen a turtle's wiener.
Blessing's,
before.
Let's and be again, honest.
Again, to be clear, you're One not seeing a real turtle's penis. You're seeing a turtle where they've taken the head and made it look like a cock and balls.
That's this, weird because, this Greg, I just Googled turtle dick. And there's 30 of those just came up, and I was about to send those straight to you. I was like, Greg will get a kick out of this, but you know what? You're right. Let's make it part of the show.
What the fuck's a turtle dove now that we're here?
A turtle dove?
It's a bird. Yeah. But why?
All right, Tim, for you, I just put in two. I had to scroll a while, but I eventually found a
Thank you, Greg.
Ninja Turtle. We'll see it with a little tiny penis there for you.
All right. Tiny penis.
Tail, but it looks like a doinker.
Oh, doinker.
Tim, though, in reality, his tail would be his doinker.
That's a very good point, Damn. Kevin. We learned a lot Damn. Today. I appreciate you. Greg, now that you're here on the show, right? You've been gone for, it feels like 10 million years, but now that you're back, we need to talk about some things. When people aren't here, we talk shit about them. There's the snakes. There's all this
Not
stuff.
Not me, though. You didn't talk shit about me, right?
Never.
But what we did do is make sure.
That's an interesting, if I can put a pause on that, that's an interesting thing I've never thought of. When I am gone, I make a point to listen to Games Daily, to PS I Love You. I catch XCast left and right. If I miss a kind of funny podcast, I laugh at the thumbnail. I don't check it. I'm like, I don't need 2.5 hours of improv, all right?
There was a picture sent, though, recently that we decided to send you.
Oh, yes, the Catholic boy. Nick's a good little Catholic boy.
I feel like I need some clarification. Like, what, Greg, what was your thought, and how much does Andy suck? And now that he's not here, we can all just fucking say it, because a lot of people on the show sent you that image because they love you, and then other people bitched out. That's all I'm saying.
Wait. Most importantly, before you start anything, did Mike send it to you?
Yeah, it's what we need to know.
No, Mike bitched out.
No, it's Mike not, didn't send it. I don't think. Well, you know what? I think he did. Well, no. So Andy, just as check, you can clearly see phone. Here, was the only friend of the group who said, I'm sorry they're treating you this way, Greg. See that?
What a bitch.
I'm sorry they're treating you this way, Greg.
We all promised.
Who the fuck? Who typed baller shot caller? What was that in response to?
Andy did that, and then I did the 20-inch blades of the Impala. Holla, getting laid tonight. Swish a road talk got sprayed with us. Be on the highway, making money the flyway. But there's got to be a better way. Yeah. No. What a fucking jam. Like, are you kidding me?
Tim, he practices that, right? Like, he doesn't just pull that out of his ass.
Are you kidding? You don't think I pulled that out of my ass? I have It's a random text to Andy when we were talking about something else I was doing.
I think that was the
most rhythmic motion Greg Miller has ever done in his life. That's like, it. I'm that's actually impressed. I am wowed. Like, I don't know how to make that the headline and thumbnail, but it's like, it you nailed it. There's a surprise here, Greg.
Don't
Miller,
worry. You know, Corey will have a gif of it soon enough. It'll be fine. It was actually funny. And this is where I say, you know, I say often, me and Andy are the funniest people of this company. Mm-hmm. You go back through this conversation, it's still just funny wherever you go, because Andy's like, I know you're gone from Slack right now, but when you have 5 minutes, can you request this game for me on Xbox? Love you. And I go, how funny was I on In Review Now, motherfucker? And he goes, top of your game, prime of your career. And then I requested the game. And then I go, should be mere minutes. And he goes, baller, shot caller. And then we're into the song. That's always here. Right there. And then you want to know if Mike sent the image. Let's see what Snowmike Mike's been saying lately. Right?
No way Mike sent this image. Mike is terrified.
I think he was so scared, dude.
Yeah, he did.
Good for him. Fucking good for you, Snowbike Mike. You're officially good for one you. Of us. God, this goddamn
what,
image.
What is the range of emotions you went through when you first saw this image? Because I slacked you also around the same time.
It was, I think more than anything, it was like that disappointment that I was missing clearly a moment.
You know what I mean? A moment.
Thursday 3:07, they all start coming in. I'm getting this thing there. And yours was explained. If it hadn't been for Nick, I think I would have been more confused.
Yeah.
But when Nick slacked me, you're a good Catholic boy like me and we need to be punished. And then I saw that Slack message, and then I had the text notifications and there were all these images in there. I was like, I see what's up.
To put in context for people who maybe didn't listen to last week's episode, what I've decided to do from now on is when I do something that I feel is a sin against being an adult or being an upstanding member of our community, i.e. watching Biodome for the 50th time, I need someone to give me penance for that. And that someone now is Joey. Yes. Joey is the person who is now going to give me penance. And my penance is I have to watch The Departed again, which I will do at some point in the next week. I know. But you know what? Come see, come sigh, as they say, quid pro quo.
They do say that. They say come see, come sigh. It does mean quid pro quo. That is exactly
what I said to Joey was, you know, like all good Catholic boys, and you are a good Catholic boy as well, when we sin, we need to be punished.
Of course.
I just hate it. And like the thing I hate is how much I enjoy it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's it's like great. It's broken it's cool. me down.
What I haven't gone back to check out is so like, did you make the image on the air?
No, that was someone in the live chat.
That was Madeline.
It was Madeline. That's what
good
it was.
Job, Madeline. Good job, yeah. Madeline. Proud
unprompted,
you.
By the way. So I want everyone to know that's mm-hmm. on Madeline. That's on Madeline.
It was very much prompted.
We did not ask anyone to do it whatsoever. That's not how I remember it.
I remember specifically saying, hey, someone out there, make a meme image with the words, with the picture of Nick as the cat. And then we received it. And that's how I know I'm a bad person, because I asked for it. And now that exists. Now the whole world needs to see it. I always know something's bad because they tweeted it and I didn't retweet it. Like, I'll retweet many things. I'm not bringing this upon. Like, this might end badly, end poorly for someone. And I just don't want that blood on my hands, you know?
I just feel like that person's going to be me, and it's coming. The storm's coming one of these days, so hurry it up.
You know? Madeline Stanley in the live chat says, they didn't request the cat. That was my choice.
Ah, there you go. I don't remember the cat being that in that. I think Tim just said someone make the meme right now, and Madeline took it to the second level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when I got all that and I saw it, I didn't think much of it, if I'm being honest. I actually was waking up from a nap. It was a very stressful week last week trying to get this house and life ready for this child. So like,
hopefully
I was
we
napping.
Brought you some joy.
Oh yeah, it brought me joy for sure, of course. There's nothing, it's where you can separate the wheat from the chaff, as they say. You know what I mean? Of like, who's a real kind of funny fan and who's some looky-loo who just wants to be hanging in the curtains so that when we win the next football championship, they can be like, I've been there since the start. But it's when I tweet out a poll, when I tweet out some nonsense between 3:15 and 5 o'clock on an afternoon, mm-hmm. if people are like, why is this poll going up, Greg? What are you doing? Like, okay, you don't understand. That's the magic hours. Anything can happen.
That's the podcast.
This is the safe space. Nick can say whatever he wants, and nobody's gonna clip it out and throw it in his face. You know what I mean?
Can't do it. We're in the safe space. This is like a meeting of the minds.
If done right, no one can defend. You know what I mean?
Fucking exactly.
Exactly. And so that's what I see something happening there when I'm not here. I'm excited to know what it's about when I forget about it. You guys tell me about it later.
This is what I love too, is that everyone has their ways of reacting to each other on this channel. And by each other, I mean the shit that me and Kevin say. Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean the shit that I say, but yeah, I loved Kevin into that because I don't like being alone.
Bring Kevin into it. Kevin, you're part of this. Turn on your cam, Kev. Put on Kev cam. Be here.
But I say these things, And everyone gives me the reaction, the obligatory reaction, like, oh no, Nick, you've gone too far. But what I love about you, Greg, is that you're always down to burn this motherfucker down with me. I text you this. Greg, we're now referring to ourselves as, quote, good Catholic boys who, when we sin, we need to be punished. And Greg, 20 minutes later, when he wakes up from his nap, sees that and just writes, understood. No questions asked. No further clarification needed. You're in the car. There's no brakes. Let's go downhill.
That's how it's got to be, Nick. You know what I mean? It's good fun. Improv is yes and. Yes, yes, and I don't want to exactly. be. I don't want to be what Andy is to you, a speed bump. I don't want. I don't want anybody to stop you. You know what I don't Andy's want anybody
like,
to stop us. You
know Andy's like, do you ever go to a Target and they put? I don't know why they do this, right? I don't know why they fucking do this, Tim.
Why do they do?
But they
this,
put.
I don't know what
the
they
carts
do.
Outside, right over that the yellow plastic stuff. You know those yellow bumps that like slow people down or like tell people, hey, you're on a curb now, whatever it is. Bumps. They put it over there. So when you go over it, you're like, everything's fine, everything's fine, everything's fine. And then you hit Andy and it goes, yep, and it just yep, fucks yep. you up for a solid 10 seconds. And then you're over it and you're shopping at a Target.
But that's there's Andy driving. You know, it goes, it's tit for tat. You know, you text me, I'm there for you. I say yes, and I say understood. Mm-hmm. On September 4th, I tweet out of the blue at Nick Scarpino. I hope you're getting some rest this weekend. I know how hard it is on us being the funniest people. It's kind of funny. You just respond. First off, you respond in a timely fashion, which is rare for you on Twitter. You know what I mean? But you were there. You saw the ball. You grabbed it. Tomahawk slam dunk of a response. It's our cross to bear. All right.
And I see this, you guys. I want you to know.
I know you see this.
I know you just said, but I
can feel the fucking eye roll. We don't have to see you do the eye roll.
What day was this?
September 4th.
What day and time was this?
You know, you see, this is what I mean. If I said September 4th to Nick, you know what he would do? He would look at a goddamn calendar. Saturday. Yeah. It was Saturday, all right?
Okay. Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. I just remember I was sitting in one of my theater chairs. I was playing some video games, having a good time. Some loading screen came up, pull up my phone. And like that was just the first thing on my Twitter that I see. And like, there was just like this level of like, I feel like I am a bad person because it made me laugh. I see that. I'm like, I should be in some way upset about this. If not for me, for so many talented people we have on our team, such as, of course, Snowbike Mike, Andy Cortez, bless it. We have so many great people, right?
There's many talented people, but how are they the funniest? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Snowbike
yeah.
Mike, a great guy. You know what I mean? But he comes on a kind of funny podcast once in a blue moon, says tarantula, everybody claps like he just fucking invented fire. You know what I mean? Nick and I are over here doing hard fucking labor, smacking these rocks together to make jokes for you people.
But we're building a fucking
bridge. Did you notice he excluded me from that list? Fucking hurts.
And that's fucked up. If you want to start ranking funny people, where we're going to put Kevin? You know what I mean?
Oh, think God. About it. Are we ranking the funniest people that kind of funny? Is that what this is?
Yes. You know that I still want to do that. I still want to go back and give the Who Annoys Joey the most, the biggest. Like, I want to give that its due.
Who Annoys Joey the biggest is the best way to put that award.
Yeah. Yeah. But Greg, you weren't here, so we couldn't do it really. But also, we haven't seen her. So I guess we'll just hold that for when we're in the new studio because I feel like, well, actually, no, I think she might have a couple things to say to me after we went and saw Shang-Chi. And
I was proud of you.
Thank you.
I was proud of you.
That was for you, Greg. I was showing off for you. Yeah.
It worked. You know, it got me going, got me excited again. Be out there in the weeds with you, you know, out there in the thick of it, the action. You and me making comedy again. You know what I mean? What did Snowbike Mike do during Shang-Chi? He sat there in the back, fell asleep. Me and Nick not only entertaining ourselves, entertaining each other and the room for a little bit.
I see Snowbike Mike in the bathroom when I get up to go to the bathroom. Snowbike Mike's in there and he's going to the restroom and he looks like he just got up from like a 6-hour nap and he needed it. And I was like, what's up, dude? How you doing? He's like, good, bro. This movie's great. I was like, what's the last thing you saw? He's like, I think he was doing some push-ups. I was like, Mike, that was the first 20 minutes of the movie. You fell asleep again. But what I love about Mike is we're on stream the other night. I don't know, we were like hanging out on the Discord. And I was like, what are you eating over there? He's like, I'm eating my movie candy. I was like, the movie candy you got last week? He goes, yeah, I got extra, so I have it for today. I was like, you're crazy, man.
I was with Mike.
Hold on. That's terrible. He bought extra candy at the most expensive place to buy it instead of going to, I don't know, a Walgreens.
Or a 7-Eleven. He bought like 4 things of Junior Mints at, I want to say $5 a piece.
Please tell me you paid for it.
I tried to. Oh, he was God. Like, he got in, he got out. He's like a little assassin. I tried to pay for Joey's too. Actually, I think I did pay for Joey's, which is good because I ate all of her M&M's.
Greg, I was hanging out with Mike a little bit. And he was asking me, he's like, oh, so what's the plan with Greg, with the baby? Like, when's it due? When's he leaving? Whatever. And I was like, well, it's due, you know, around this time, whatever. But like, it could come out sooner. Like, that's how babies work.
Yeah.
And I was like, from what I understand, like, if you're a bigger baby, you might come out sooner. There's just like a lot of things that I was like, I'm not a scientist. I don't fucking know.
Sure.
But I was telling him, I was like, yeah, I mean, like,
I'm sorry. Like, science with Kevin. I'm Kevin. Kevin, does that check out? Bigger babies coming out sooner?
I mean, yeah, that could happen, but I don't know. I think this baby's 3 days late. I'm saying it right now. Write it down.
Look.
Damn.
Have you guys started a pool yet? That is something you do, where you go through, you put money down, and you figure.
We have a pool for names. And I'm pulling real hard for Egon Nick. Spengler, Venkman, Miller.
God, I love it. Hey, Alf. It's a lot of names. Just throwing them all out there. It's like, Nick's going to be like, got the order
Makuga
wrong.
Texts me every so often checking in. He will go, how's Egon coming? And it is that thing every time I do it, I say it to Jen to float it a little bit out there. You know what I mean?
It's a fucking badass name.
How many Egons do you think there are walking the earth right now?
Zero. People haven't been named Egon since 1920.
I don't think ever. I've never heard of an Egon outside of Ghostbusters.
Egon's a lot. Yeah.
There was a Russian couple upstairs from me in where I used to live, and his name was Igor.
Yeah,
it's different.
That's a different name entirely. But yeah,
I know a couple.
Very close though.
Yeah,
it is. It is very close.
And Evan, but they're different names.
So many good points being made. Yeah,
yeah. But if I called you Evan, you would respond to that, Kevin.
No, I'd get insulted.
I'm calling you Evan from now. Evan Duello.
I'm gonna call you Knack.
You know why? Because I have a knack for being one of the second funniest person here. Kind of funny. Boom, brought it around.
You think you're second?
That is fucking comedy. That is comedy.
I know that you're a stand-up comedian, but like. I know that you also
called a callback, Kevin. It's called technique.
Work and life separately, because you're not bringing the good jokes. You know what I mean?
What I'll say is this: I am any given Sunday, number one, number two here. You know, this is between me and Greg. This is a NASCAR race, and we're just doing that thing where it's like I'm Cole Trickle and he's Rowdy from Days of Thunder, and we're just like neck and neck. It doesn't matter. One of these days, we're gonna put each other on the wall. There,
you have Roger and Mike in front of you, though. Like, it's not even close, right? Like, neither of them are
compared
trying. They're
to
effortless.
Me, compared to me, Mike better just get his briefcase, put his fucking suit on, and go to his job as an accountant. Because I'm blowing him out of the water at every given fucking turn.
I gotta be with Nick on this one. Roger has great comedic timing. Roger makes really funny edits. But what did I just say? Roger needs a whole bunch of things, you know what I mean? You can't stop any magician on the street and have him do a trick. He needs to sit there, get his top hat and his rabbit ready. All right,
look at this.
Where's the joke? Where's can you make something from nothing? And every day, Nick and I come out here and make something from fucking nothing. Roger needs content to make something funny.
You're on a show right now, like, you need content to make your jokes.
Hold on, I think Nick's about to do a magic trick. Everybody, pay attention.
Do you see this? Is this laptop open or closed right now, Greg?
That is closed.
Okay. Putting it down? Because I don't need it. I don't need a computer to make me.
And that was a funny joke right there.
You see what I'm saying? Fucking magic.
What would Roger be joking about right now?
Just so we're clear, he needed a laptop to make that joke about not needing a laptop. Just so that we are clear.
Meta.
That's the next level shit. That's the next level.
Is it?
Real talk, though. I will say this. I mean, obviously, Roger is funny as well. But Mike makes me giggle on a level that I didn't know I was possible to giggle on anymore.
So
I giggle like a 14-year-old like school kid when I'm hanging out with Mike. He's so fucking hilarious.
Mike's the type of funny that him laughing is funny. So what happened was he's asking me about Greg's situation with his baby. And I'm just like, oh, well, I mean, like, from everything we've heard, like, it's a big baby. Like, it's a Greg Miller has a child with Jen. So it's a big baby. And so it's like, you know, it's tracking big. So as far as I understand, that means it might be coming early. I want it completely clear. I am not a fucking scientist. I am just talking out of my ass. That makes sense to me in my mind. I am working with facts that I have. There's a big baby. And in my mind, that means it might come early. I also understand babies might come early. So there's a lot going on here. But I did not expect me saying, yeah, it's a big baby. So, it's tracking big. It might come early. That broke Mike to an extent where he was just beat.
Where was this?
At my house.
The barbecue. Okay.
And he was fucking dying for like 10 minutes. where it's like, I was worried about his well-being for how hard this made him laugh. And it's like, it's just so funny to me where it's just like, it's just a reality here. Greg, are we or are we not dealing with a big baby?
Oh, you're dealing with a big baby.
And see, better, what this led to, though, is, lest we forget, the viral big baby of yore.
Uh-huh. The big kids.
Are we dealing with one of those?
Big kids.
I hope. I hope your baby is healthy. I hope it's big. And I was, during the same conversation, and this is the day you missed, Greg, and I think you would have laughed exceedingly hard at this.
Sure.
Somebody, and I'm not going to name fucking names, but they may or may not be above 6 feet, and they might not be blonde, and they might either be redheaded or blonde and have, and just be taller than me, was like, Nick.
I'm so confused.
You and Kevin know that maybe 2-3 years into this kid's life, he's going to be taller than you.
Taller than you, yeah.
And it,
2 or 3 years.
It was one of those moments where I was like, Kevin, just smile, just laugh it off, but cram the pain down inside, cram it inside of you and let it sit there and let it fuel you. They don't think you're funny. I don't need that computer. I got the fucking pain with me.
Damn.
Now here's what
one of these days, your child's going to be taller than me. It's going to piss me off. I'm just saying that right there.
13.
It's gonna happen.
When the growth spurt hits. Yeah.
That is what we should take the long 100%. Bet on.
Let's take the bets on.
At what point does Greg Miller's first child get 12. Taller than Nick?
12. 12. When did you get tall, Greg? Like, when did you get real tall?
We've seen pictures of Greg from when he looked like
but there's a difference, though.
Yeah, but we had this conversation before where I was around people taller than me my entire life, so I never thought I was tall. So I don't have, like, a moment where I was like, I'm tall.
You hang out with fucking basketball players? What's going on?
I have no idea what the deal was. I'm telling you, people were taller than me in high school. And so it just didn't make me feel like I was a tall guy.
Dude, that's crazy. Like, for me, I was always easily the tallest or the 1% of tallest people in my classes. And then at some point that did shift. Like going to IGN, I was like, oh shit, there are tall people. I never thought of myself as tall. It was just a default situation. You know what I mean?
Like in Slack, Greg, just put in the general. Greg Slack's our entire company. And by the way, lots of also people our on this Slack. Also, all of our contractors, anyone. This is what this fucking piece of shit says right now. Under fucking handed. If you think you're funnier than Nick, come on the Kind of Funny podcast right now and make me laugh, is what Greg says.
I love it.
They're not gonna come, Nick. Everybody knows how the hierarchy of funniness works. They're not gonna come.
Greg, I propose a Christmas game. Okay. Okay. What I need you to do right now is I want you to tweet out. If you think this is a good idea, because it might not be, but if you have access to this Discord, come in. You get one joke to make Greg laugh.
This is great.
You don't get a story. You don't get a whole fucking thing. You get one goddamn joke. Does it make Greg laugh?
Let's start with Nick. Go ahead, Nick.
You can think. Right there. You have time. You can think. Yeah. You ordered it.
I give him one look and he
laughs. That's the bar. That's the bar, everyone.
I'm telling you right now. First off, that's a great idea. We should do it. Second off, let's not forget the Deadpool here. The pool where I'm going to be dead inside when your child gets taller than me. We got to throw that out there, too. I might tweet that out. At what age do you think Greg Miller's kid's going to be taller than me?
I think it's going to be 12.
You think 12?
I base that off of every person I know that got dramatically taller than they were at some point. It was 12 years old. Otherwise, you just get the normal growth spurt. Okay. There's one exception. My friend Mateo. It didn't happen until he was 16.
Fucking Mateo.
So it was late, but all of a sudden it fucking happened. That kid got tall.
He got tall. That was my buddy Stu. My buddy Stu for a long time. He was like all the way up to about probably sophomore year of high school. I was like, I'm taller than you and I can throw you around. And he just got tall. It was weird.
So here's my question, Tim. Have I phrased this correctly? Yeah. If you think you're funnier than Nick and have access to the Kind of Funny Discord, come on the Kind of Funny podcast right now and make me laugh with one joke. No stories or anything like that.
No, there has to be a caveat, though, because there's always the Kevin factor. If you're not funny, Kevin will ban you from this Discord for life.
Wow.
Am I wrong, Kevin?
We can bring up penalties later. I want to incentivize people to take the risk.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I'll only ban if it's really bad.
If it's really bad, if it's like
Gary Whitta comes in here with a knock knock joke that just puts us all to sleep.
Gary Whitta is not fucking spending any more time in this Discord than he absolutely has.
He's my comedy mentor, though. You know,
Is it because he's driving?
In the live chat, Cameron Kennedy says, I have access, but I am in no headspace for this. See, there's going to be a lot of people like that. Like, because that thing, honestly, here's the thing, is I know I'm funnier.
Who the fuck wants to step into the ring with Apollo Creed right now?
I know that I'm funnier than 99% of the people on Earth, right? And so if I was in a similar situation and I saw someone tweet out like, oh, come in here and tell, make us laugh with a joke, I wouldn't, you know, when I did comedy poorly at the Kind of Funny comedy nights, I told stories. I can't come in. Like, what are you going to do? Go a rabbi and a priest walking to a bar.
Okay, say, okay. Maybe, like, it's not that I don't mean no stories. I want to put a time limit on it. We're not trying to fucking give people the floor. I want to give them at most a pedestal for them to stand on for a moment of time.
They 30 seconds?
Let's give them 1 minute. You have 1 minute.
Oh, man. But I mean, that's the thing is, you know, if they just come in
seconds.
Here and they.
About to drown in that minute. About to drown in that.
Because, you know, it's going to be funny enough. I'm just going to laugh in general. Like, you know, I'm a laughy kind of person.
I laugh all the time. I'm sitting stone cold. And I want to just be known. It's 4:01 right now. We're recording this podcast. No one has responded in the general Discord. That's how scared they are to take on the champ.
All right, I've tweeted it. And I'm also going to put it. I don't know if you've ever noticed this. Since we don't delete people, a lot of people use Discord like a real thing, unlike us, who just show up to record podcasts in it. Because I remember that one time when Xavier Woods showed up in the general chat and was yelling about Sonic. He brought out all sorts of people who were on the podcast like a year and a half ago. They were there talking all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. Put it in the general. Put it in our general Discord.
It's already in. It's in the general Discord. It's in the thing over here. Now, the funny thing is how many people will come in and go into the Metal Gear stream and just start yelling, trying to make Tam laugh.
Oh, you know? That's even better.
Oh, you think that's a good practice place for them?
They're going to workshop. They're going to workshop the bit before they come over here.
Tam is a funny motherfucker. Wait.
Tam's hilarious.
Before we get too much further away, I do want to make fun of Nick for calling himself the Apollo Creed when he could have said Rocky.
Apollo Creed is cool.
But I'm Rocky. I've beaten Apollo Creed.
No. I have more respect. Here's what I'm going to say about this. I love Rocky. Don't get me wrong, and he's the Italian Stallion, obviously. But Apollo Creed was way cooler than Rocky. We can all just fucking say that. And he was a better boxer.
But he wasn't a better boxer.
He had a better career. Apollo Creed was a better boxer.
All right, so I did a random ass search. I did a random ass search a while back. We're going to go to now. How to set up a baby betting pool game. Set up your online baby pool account. There are many services to choose from. Baby Betty, Baby Bookie, Baby Hunch.
Sorry, that's great. I don't know what that means. Last point on this, Kevin. That's Apollo Creed won the first one, lost the second one.
That's true. But then he wasn't champ anymore.
But also Apollo Creed had against the Russian better abs. Died. Better abs. Yeah, that was an exhibition match that he did. Like, wait, he shouldn't have done that match. That was unsanctioned exhibition match. And if I'm being honest, a little past his prime. So he shouldn't have done that anyway. And Ivan Drago on just those unbelievable designer steroids that I want to get on so badly.
Remember when they shoot him up in the middle of the workout?
He's fucking working out. They're just jabbing his fucking thighs with a giant needle. Yeah, that's great.
That was good. That's good.
What's
stuff.
The best free baby?
We should all take date notes.
Betting.
What do we have to do to get Joey to come in here right now? Do I just say her name? Is that what happens again?
No, you already tried that.
Last time I was like, it was like Beetlejuice. I'm like, Joey. And she came into the podcast. It was great.
I love it.
Because I want Joey's opinion on this.
My thing that like sucks is the Joey who annoys her the most thing. I think by default this year it's me.
Yeah,
and just because I interact with her the most.
Welcome
and like
welcome to the party, pal.
It sucks. It sucks. No. What's deserved and what's just tried for the greater good. I'll let you all be the judge of who is who. But
dude, annoying is annoying. Water's wet.
That is a good point.
This is just the way it goes. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think you're annoying.
I appreciate that, but I don't know that everyone else feels that way.
No, but I mean,
Joey Noel,
you unfortunately have to like you bear the brunt of like project management sometimes, and sometimes that just comes a lot of over communication, which is what it is. I get to be just Joey's best friend, palling around.
That's it.
We go to brunch together, hang out.
What's up?
We just gossip a lot. I'm up on all the latest goss, the right goss. Yeah,
yeah.
Tim, I don't think you have any idea how much time we play Fortnite, like how much time we spend playing Fortnite together.
I was legitimately blown away when I saw you guys play Fortnite on the subathon marathon stream that we did. I was like, wow, you guys have really gelled as a group, with the exception of Mike, who again, just putty. Just out there trying to drown his character. That's how little he gave a shit about that moment.
Damn.
I'm kidding. Mike's amazing. I love him.
So there's action over on the general Discord here for people who are connected, right? Chris Anka puts in a Metal Gear meme. It's funny, Chris, but come on now. You think you're funnier than Nick? And then Cardi says, it's midnight. This is no time for laughing. Then Colt Eastwood says, let me set up my mic and camera and put on some foundation.
All right.
I have no idea who Colt Eastwood is. Steve Saylor says, what do you get when you mix a joke with a hypothetical question? And that's what the kind of action. That's the update you have so far.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You say he was X-Pac?
Yes, that's what I said.
Colt Eastwood is X-Pac. Oh, man.
Holy shit.
Didn't see that coming. But I did see coming. Was patreon.com/kindoffunny. Remember, you have patreon.com/kindoffunny to watch us record the show live, to get the show ad free, to get the show with the exclusive post show we do each and every episode. But you didn't go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, Jack. So here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, how's your credit card statement looking? Let me guess, your heart rate just spiked just thinking about it. Well, the good news is you're not alone. And the better news is Upstart can help you get out from under debt that can feel crippling. Upstart is the fast and easy way to get a loan, all online, whether it's consolidating high interest debt, paying off credit cards, or just funding personal expenses. Upstart knows you're more than just a credit score. That's why they consider your income and current employment to find out a smarter rate. You can even see your rate up front for loans between $1,000 and $50,000 with a quick 5-minute online rate. Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/KFMB. That's upstart.com/KFMB. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Go to upstart.com/KFMB. You know, we're always churning out cool designs for our content here at Kinda Funny. We've got a design secret to share with you. The secret is using Canva Pro. Canva Pro is a design platform that empowers you to create and share stunning content in just a few clicks. You can choose from thousands of professionally made templates that are extremely easy to customize, all with drag and drop features, or you can start from scratch. Canva Pro is stacked with premium fonts, photos, videos, and more, so you can add personal touches to whatever you're designing. And let me tell you, as a designer, as a motion graphics designer, this is an awesome resource to have at my disposal, and it saves me a lot of time. Plus, sharing and organizing designs with a team is easier than ever, so you're never dealing with misplaced files. Design like a pro with Canva Pro. Right now, you can get a free 45-day extended trial when you use my promo code. Just go to canva.me/kindoffunny and you get a free 45-day extended trial. That's canva.me/kindoffunny. canva.me/kindoffunny.
All right. If you watch the ads, 3 hours has passed. Nobody has come to fight us. Nobody has come to challenge Nick for the funniest person. With 30 seconds on the clock.
Tim's gone. It's one of those things where it's like, you know what I mean? Give me a fucking break.
It's that thing. It's the fucked up thing where it's like, you know, you and me are firing gasoline. Like, you know what I mean? We're going to get going. We're going to get something going.
Yep.
Tim is constantly trying to be this wet fucking rag laying on top of us.
I'm a fire extinguisher. And we're like, let us grow.
Let us go. Let us do our thing.
We're gonna clear some of the foliage out. This is a terribly timed joke, but with Lake Tahoe being on, so I'm just gonna on fire. I'm gonna bail out of this, and I hope everyone's safe, and I hope that you were displaced from your home. That's what I'll say.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. I appreciate that too.
Who do we think is gonna come in? Oh, you know what's funny is I was like, when is Mike gonna come in here? Not realizing that he has been in that stream the other time in the other Discord.
So yeah, he's too tired.
He probably hasn't seen this.
Yeah, yeah. Panda Finn says, "Ooh."
Ew.
Who's Panda Finn? Why is he? How many people are in this fucking stream? You know Panda's what I mean? Why don't we have some people in this Discord
together? Panda, I mean, you want to come out the fucking champ, you come out the champ. If you feel like you got the stuff, that's all I'm saying. But I'm telling you right now, if you bomb in this Discord, there will be hell to pay. You will remember it forever.
You don't want to be part of that.
Not sleep tonight. You're going to have to go to a therapist to just slough it off.
Slough. Mm-hmm. While we wait for some of these cowards to step up to the plate, Zade Wilson writes into patreon.com/kindoffunny and says, if you had the option to never sleep again without consequences or side effects, would you take it? What would you do with the extra time? We've been doing this podcast since, 2013? Maybe end of 2012, something like that? You know, and not this podcast, you know what I mean? The Kinda Funny podcast, Game Over Radio Show, Zade, this might be the stupidest question that you're like, well, of course you would take this. Without consequences or side effects? I just get 8 extra hours to do fuck all and play video games, do whatever I want? Yes, I would take that in a heartbeat. And yeah, I would just play video games for 8 hours.
Yeah. I mean, that is the answer. And it's unfortunate because, like I've said on the show since 2012 or whenever it was, I love sleep. I enjoy sleep. I enjoy the process of sleep. I enjoy what sleep brings me. But I could find myself enjoying the elements of laying equally. You know, I feel like this, there's not really a downside. I still get to do the fun parts. I still get the fun cuddle with my blanket, half in, half out, one cheek out, one cheek in, seeing what's going on, get that temperature right, you know?
Guys, I mean, this...
Cameron Kennedy in the chat says, it kind of sounds scary, not forcing my brain to reset every 6 hours, but you don't need it. According to this, you don't need it. There's never going to be a downside to it. Who cares? I would love it. Get the laundry done. Get the dishes done.
Yeah, this needed a butt. This needed a monkey's paw. This
See, what I've always
element of it. Surprise.
What I've always thought about is, what if you could stop time, go into like a little pocket dimension? You know what I mean? Come back at the exact moment your consciousness, you're still doing things, but you still age. Then it starts getting a little bit more interesting, right? Because I would be like, oh man, I really want to finish this video game, or I want to play this game. So I stop time to go do that. But I do that, you know, you add it up. I'm doing that, you know, what, let's say 8 hours every other week, something like that. Those 8 hours are going to eventually tick up, right? What happens when I do add an extra year to my life, or take away, I should say, a year from my life? You know what I mean? Where I'm aging quicker than I should. I'm looking 42, but I'm only 38 kind of thing. That doesn't sound that bad, but as you keep going up the clock, you know.
At some point, it catches up with you. But then you would have lived so hard and so fast.
And that's the thing is, I don't want to get old, you know. Like, I don't want to be like in a home. I don't want to be like, you know, one of those people getting wheeled around. I saw this TikTok yesterday of this hospice guy trying to drop off a old person in a gurney to the wrong house. I think that's what I want? No way.
No way. Say sound like Greg Miller.
Nick's got something to say. Really funny. Second funniest person, kind of funny, has something to say.
Arguably first.
You said any given Sunday, but I'm really not sure what day you've ever surpassed me.
Football. I live my life a quarter mile at a time. Okay. High octane, 0 to 60, 2.1, 2.2 seconds. I don't need the extra 8 hours. I like shutting down and snuggling and getting all warm and that feeling of waking up refreshed. I feel like if you don't have that, then it's that like you're not going to have the balance in your life of like you're not going to know when you feel bad because you're always just going to kind of feel meh. I think you need the highs without the lows, and I think sleeps are the lows. So I think I'm going to stay with it. Again, it goes back to the classic, classic debate. Would you rather be a vampire or a werewolf? And we could all agree it's werewolf, right? Sexy werewolf. That's what we all said. Sexy
werewolf. Do you want to lose control and eat people alive, or do you want to be a sexy vampire?
Yeah. See, my thing with you, Nick, you're right. But I think showers alleviate that entirely. Like, waking up doesn't make me feel refreshed. It's once I shower that I'm like, oh, the day has begun and life is anew. So it's like, if I just never slept, I would just use showers to be that
to reset.
That reset point, you know,
I'll get tell the you brain what, man, going. I hate showers, right? Because showers fall into the haircut category. It's just, wasted time. What? I could be doing so much else with this time that I'm wasting right now showering. It
could not be more different.
And what I really has been a struggle, right, is that, you know, the new COVID regime. The new lifestyle of COVID or whatever, this work from home, be at home, you're always at home shit, is that now I have these windows, and if I miss them, I just don't shower. And I have not showered today because I missed the window. You know what I mean? And it's just like, I feel gross, so I need to shower, I know. You know what I mean? But I don't want to shower. And so now it'll be this whole thing, I'll keep punting the ball further and further, and then it'll be like, I put Jen to bed, and I'm like, I should shower now, but I could play games now. And then I'll play games, and I'll be like, I should shower now, but I could go to bed, and I'll wake up tomorrow and shower.
I'll tell you one thing right now, Greg. I read an article about how Brad Pitt and Matthew McConaughey don't wear deodorant.
Pheromones.
And they're both men.
They're both men.
Sexy. They both have pheromones. Yeah. What I need you to do is I need you to go out into the wild and see if you can attract a couple deer to you. Just stand there and let them eat out of your hand. That might make you feel good.
Is that what they did with the pheromones? I thought they were doing it. Like, I remember Matthew McConaughey talking about it was like more attractive. He was like, you know, able to speak to women on that level that way. I don't remember part of it.
I don't know. I don't understand why they're doing it. I think it's kind of weird, but they're probably stinky pinky. But I know that at one point Kate Hudson was like, listen, we're doing fucking failure to launch here, buddy. I need you to put some deodorant on because you're fucking stinky. You smell like a shoe. And he's like, all right.
They did do failure to launch and how to lose a guy in 30 days or whatever, 30, 10 days, 14 days.
Maybe that's the one I'm thinking of. Failure to launch might have been
Sarah Jessica. You're not wrong. The failure to launch was...
Didn't they do Julius Gold or some shit,
Parker.
Too? Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker was in
there. Failure to launch, Sarah Jessica Parker. I think he was in another movie with Kate Hudson where they were going for like deep sea fishing for gold or some shit, though.
Was it the Overboard remake?
No, that was... I never saw that. That was Anna Faris.
Overboard. There was this place near the house I grew up at that would always sell like bootleg shit, clearly. And it'd be like you buy Pokemon cards, you get like a purple Pikachu. And they always had DVDs and or like VHSs at whatever point. And I swear to God, that's where you would get How to Lose a Guy in 14 days. Like, it's just so not right. Which, by the way, guys, have you Fool's watched Tease All That?
Fool's Gold.
I have not. But I heard it was bad.
Joey said don't watch it.
It's a fucking ridiculous movie. I can't believe it exists. And one of the main characters from Cobra Kai is in it. So does that make it worth watching? I'm not going to say yes. I'm also not going to say no. It's fucking, it's weird. I can't believe this movie is real. And I can't believe they committed as hard to what they did. But they did. And Nick, I'm shocked Joey said don't watch it. This seems like an easy Joey recommendation to Nick of, you're going to have a good time with this.
Joey,
are going to have a good time with this.
Well, Joey has disappointed me a little bit lately. Mm. If I can talk about her.
Talk about it.
It's just the three of us, right? This is just a Discord meeting.
Just the three of us.
Sure.
Yeah, just a Discord
meeting. I asked her, I said, Joe, have you seen The Kissing Booth 3? And she was like, Nick, I only think I've seen the first one. And I'm like, what are you doing with our collective lives? I don't understand. You are half of this equation, the Nick, Joey, rom-com Netflix equation. You're failing me, right? And she was like, I'll get on it ASAP. And I was like, okay, cool. What is your opinion on He's All That? And she was like, utter garbage. Don't watch it. Not worth your time. Again, missing the point that the whole reason I watch these movies is so I can eat snacks and waste an hour and a half of my life and just forget about it, similar to sleep.
Makes sense.
It is weird they chose to make this movie, though. It's like in this day and age, you're like, because it's the same concept as She's All That, right? Which,
yeah, but it's different, though. It's different. Like, again, I'm not saying it's a good movie. I am saying, Nick, it's worth you watching for sure.
I want to watch it. I'll watch it tonight. I got halfway through that Bob Ross documentary and I was
God, what a sad fucking movie.
I was like, I gotta stop watching this. This is depressing the shit out of me. So I need a little uplifting thing. I also started going back and watch 30 Rock again. I don't know why, but it still makes me laugh. Well, it still makes me giggle.
30 Rock's a good show. You should go for it.
And speaking of which, there was a moment, the episode I just watched, where Tracy Morgan riffs off of He's All That because he just puts glasses on.
That's it. That's all it takes. That's it.
That was a useless statement. I'm sorry. I'd like to take that back.
Maybe this will sell you, though.
Please do.
Nick.
Number two.
We do get. So you know the main lead, the man.
Yeah. Zolo. What's his name? The guy from, he's the main character on Cobra Kai, right?
Yeah. Robbie in Cobra Kai. Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm thinking the other kid. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, not Miguel. No, it's not Miguel. It's Robbie. He has a karate scene. I mean, you wouldn't expect it, but he fucking kicks ass.
This is how much I miss Cobra Kai in my life. Joey was like, this kid reminds me of Jonathan Brandis. Jonathan Brandis, of course, mm-hmm. in Sidekicks. Sidekicks about karate on Amazon Prime right now. I fire it up. And let me tell you, Greg, there's moments in your life where you're like, I'm excited to relive this part of my childhood because I think fondly about this movie.
Sure.
And then you watch 20 minutes, you go, I was a dumb fucking child.
Sure, 100%.
I had garbage takes back then. This movie is unwatchable. It's almost like Ladybugs. Ladybugs pretty unwatchable, too. It's a Roddy Dangerfield movie. Again, starring Jonathan Brandis. Holy shit, did Jonathan Brandis just make terrible movies back in the day?
Yes!
Wow. Look at that. You guys just saw me have a revelation right here on the Kind of Funny podcast.
They just announced the cast of Dancing with the Stars for this year, Nick. And one of them is Martin Cove himself.
Really?
Who's that?
He is the sensei from Cobra Kai. Oh, the original Cobra Kai.
It's John Kreese, right?
Yes, John Kreese.
Good for him.
He's going to dance.
Good for him.
Now, stars.
I would love it if they did, like, if you want to talk about Dancing with the Stars fucking dropping the ball right now. Get off your duffs, producers of Dancing with the Stars, and get Ralph Macchio, get Billy Zabka, get Martin Cove, get the dude who played Terry, and fuck it.
Just let him dance.
Here's what I'm going to say. Fuck it.
Karate.
Throw a Hail Mary and call up Elizabeth Shue's people and see if she can come as well. And do a whole season of Karate Kid inspired so you think you can dance.
That would
show's on the way out anyway. Stars. This show's on its way out anyway.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I keep seeing updates. A local comic named Kabir is on America's Got Talent. And I was like, that show is still a thing? I didn't know that was a thing. Do you guys ever watch
with the Stars?
No, America's Got Talent.
I mean,
that's still a thing.
Well, Dancing with the Stars, I know, is a thing because I see the promos every once in a while. But I don't know. I guess I just don't watch network television enough to really be on the in with what the kids are watching these days. You know, I'm on the TikToks with the old boomers.
Yes, exactly. I can't believe no one's come to this challenge.
Oh, and I can. They're all cowards.
Despite the fact that, you know, at 3:57 p.m., Greg said, if you think you're funnier than Nick, come on the Kind of Funny podcast right now. Make me laugh in the Slack. And then at 4:07 p.m., Nick responded, that's what I thought.
That's what I fucking thought.
And everyone. no one has stepped up to the plate. It's a little upsetting.
It's the one thing where it's like they know and they respect it. And that's the thing is it's not an insult to them. It's a compliment to Nick and how funny he is. Because I really thought in the general Discord, you'd see somebody like an Xavier Woods. You know what I mean? Who is what I like to call a do-nothing. Rides Kofi's coattails, rides Big E's coattails. You know, really doesn't do anything on his own. Did you see they're doing a Netflix show?
Undertaker? Holy fucking shit, Greg.
Everyone knows, if you're new to the show, I love Xavier. He's a fantastic person. But if you didn't see this thing that they're doing an Undertaker Halloween show, awesome.
It's a Netflix movie, great. Nick, that's a choose-your-own-adventure.
This sounds
with great. It's New Day versus The Undertaker, essentially.
I'm going to read you the IGN report, all right? This is Adele Anchors at IGN.com, an up-and-coming website I don't know much about. WWE's New Day must escape The Undertaker in Netflix's interactive Halloween special. Escape The Undertaker, an interactive Halloween special starring WWE's New Day and The Undertaker, is coming to Netflix on October 5th. According to Netflix, viewers will get to decide the fate of New Day's Big E, Xavier Woods, and Kofi Kingston as they attempt to survive the wrath of The Undertaker at his mansion, which has been transformed into an extreme haunted house, quote, packed to the brim with supernatural challenges to usher in the spooky season. The special promises to deliver some tricks or treats, or should we say beats, just in time for Halloween. Netflix released the first look images of Escape the Undertaker, which continues the streaming service's ongoing partnership with the WWE. You can check the photos out below.
This is why I love the last quarter of the year. This is why it's my favorite time. Every single time. Weather turns, I can wear sweaters. We get cool haunted house like Netflix specials. Halloween candy's right around the corner. Pumpkin spice is fucking everywhere. And then you ride that sugar high right into Christmas, which is, as we all know, when I OD on C's candy. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. Greg's having a kid. That's cool. Maybe he'll name him Christmas or Halloween or something cool like that. That'll be fun.
You went to Christmas, huh? You're talking about Halloween candy. The kid's born in October. And you just brick the shot at the last second.
I mentioned Christmas in there somewhere, didn't I? Didn't I say we ride the sugar high right into the Christmas season?
I guess, but why would I do that in October?
Tim, can you come close to me for me?
Here? Yeah, I can.
Can you come close? He's starting to fucking lose it. Okay. And I'm going to reap all the benefits. I just want you to know that.
Good. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll check in mid-November when you've been hosting this podcast that long, see how you're reaping the benefits of it. I know how your hair is going to be all akimbo. You'll be like, oh, God. Welcome. You'll do the thing where you forget you're hosting. There's just silence starting the episodes.
I've been through all those missteps already, Greg. But I will say this. It is harder than some would think to host a podcast of this magnitude. Half of it is corralling the cats. Right. Keeping them all off the walls and off the furniture. And the other half is every once in a while, there's a lull and you go, oh, I should be the one talking right now and driving the conversation.
I got to get somewhere. I got to take them somewhere.
Yeah. I got
to take them to church.
Take this bus
Iron Man 3. You know? Yeah. Remember he does that?
Great. That's great. Remember when he does this? And the suit falls down.
Yeah, it was dumb. I didn't like that. Cozy Bear writes into patreon.com/kindoffunny and says, if you were transported into the Toy Story universe and were aware that the toys of said universe were alive, what would you do? Would you attempt to convince the world of their sentience? Use it to your advantage somehow without revealing it, or just go about business as usual?
For sure, set up a camera. That's the first thing. Because they're not going to know what a camera is. They don't understand that technology.
They're not going to know what a camera is.
Well, like
they make home movies in Toy Story. They know what the camera is.
All right, touche.
Yeah, it's complicated because I'm with Nick in the sense that
you got to get proof.
You got to get proof. And I feel like in a modern era of where security is at, you have cameras all over the place.
Yeah.
So these toys are going to have to be pretty damn crafty.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. This is one of the reasons I have a big problem with Toy Story. It's unbelievable that these toys wouldn't be caught on camera at some point. You know what I mean? That the world wouldn't know it.
I think it would have made sense.
They still got security cameras there.
They didn't understand CCTV back then, though. They didn't understand it.
Newman was there. He had cameras. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on here. Yeah, I like how you guys go to try to, you know, tell the world about it. I would just want to talk to the toys. I'd be stoked to talk to the toys. Turn around and talk to these Superman, these Supergirls.
What's he going to tell you? Yeah, Greg, I've seen you naked a bunch of times.
Everybody has. That's no big deal.
That's true. What the fuck is this toy? What's this toy? Is going to have like a good take on Afghanistan? What is he going to say?
I just think it'd be fun to see if I could get them to break. You know what I mean? Could I get them to like give it up and talk to me? Like, all right, cool. You do know.
But then
like,
think of
like, oh, you are the funniest person. You're like, yes, toys. Tell me.
I mean, yeah, toys would be completely unbiased. You know what I mean?
No, what the fuck are you talking? You're their prison guard, for Christ's sake. They can't get out of this house without you.
And that's the other thing about it. Like, I'd be pretty chill, right? If I was like, listen, I know you guys are sentient. I know that you're having your own little lives and own little stuff going on, right? So you don't have to fake it anymore. When the cameras are on, fake it. Otherwise, you get to live here. And it's kind of one of those things. Like, I go and I'm trying. Then I'm like, I'm buying all these toys. I feel like I'm saving them. You know what I mean? I'm bringing them in here. I'm like this cool, like not retirement home, but like sanctuary, right? I'm like in Handmaid's Tale. I'm like the guy from Billy Madison, who was the dick in Billy Madison, who is in Handmaid's Tale, and he looks like a dick in Handmaid's Tale, but he's actually a good guy, except for where he is now. But you know what I'm talking about. You remember where I bring him in and I'm like, you know what, June, just do your thing. I'm not going to fuck with you. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm doing it toys.
When I was really little, like I've always liked horror movies, been a big fan of them, the you know, slashers, the Michael Myers and Freddy Krueger's, all that stuff.
Sure.
But there were certain ones that like scared me differently. And I think, was it Puppet Master, the name of it? I think it was.
Puppet Master movie.
Where there were these like the toys, like little like clay toys, some of them, but otherwise they're just toys. It might have just been clay, like stop motion, but I associate it with like that same look of like those like Christmas holiday looks of movies,
Rudolph.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw a clip of Puppet Master, one of the movies. I think it was like the fourth one or something when I was really young. And it fucking horrified me to the point that I was scared by the Rudolph and Frosty.
Like, sure.
Yeah. Because they had the same look to them. And when Toy Story first came out, I was a little scared of it. I'm going to be honest. Because of this. Yeah. Because it had the same kind of vibe to it. And when Woody kind of, you know, scares Sid and does that all that shit, I was like, told you guys, you can't trust these motherfuckers. By the end of it, I was on their side. I was like, okay, cool, they could be good, and Pixar did their job of like not scaring children. But I do gotta say, there was a time in the late 90s that kids were watching these movies they got at a garage sale that they should not have been seeing, and Puppet Master was one of them. And you can't trust these toys, they're very fucking scary, and they can kill you.
I do think there's something to that, Tim, that I think that if one day Greg breaks the toys, you flash forward 2 hours later in the movie and he has to burn, like purify them all with fire. You know, it starts fine. Hey, you guys can live here, whatever. And then all of a sudden you come back and like the G.I. Joes have invited some of their Thundercats over and you're like, I didn't really say you guys could do this. And then you find yourself tied down like Gulliver's Travels, right? And you're like, I think I could break.
Well, now you're talking almost like what, Small Soldiers? Didn't they those toys tied people down at some point? That was a fun movie. That's a fun movie me and Poe went and watched way too old. Kyle, put in the chat, what happens if your kid breaks the toy and the other toys revolt, though? I don't think they would revolt, right? Like, the toys know they're meant to be played with. They love being played with.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, don't get me wrong, there's the one where they're in the kindergarten and they keep getting, like, cycled through. But that was because they were constantly stuck in that toddler phase where the kid's going to get older. He's going to learn to play with them normally. And it would be the thing, too, that if you get broken, I'm here to fix you. Like, this seems like a great deal for the toys. That I'm letting them do their thing. I'm letting them get played with.
You know? I'm with Tim. We'd have to go over and like get into Greg's place and probably burn the whole thing down to the ground. Take it back to like whatever hole from hell these things came from.
But I mean, they are sentient beings. Like us going in and killing them, that's us killing things. And it's
but do they have souls?
Bees are sentient beings too. You see a bee, what's your first instinct?
That's my thing. It's like, wonder, like, what is the line for us? Like, ethically, like, where are we okay? Like, what are we down to kill? Yeah. I'll clearly kill a fly. I've done it a lot. But I'll kill a bee. But will I kill a toy? I'm not sure.
I'd kill anything that walked and crawled on this fucking planet at one point. I don't give a shit. If it threatens my livelihood or my comfort.
Sure.
Or just puts me out in the least, I will consider killing it. I'll consider killing it. And it boils down to, how big is it? How big's the mess? Is the law going to get called to my house? At that point, that's when it's like, okay, maybe we should de-escalate this situation and treat this like an adult human being. But I'll tell you what, I saw a spider on my wall the other day. And my wall is so perfectly clean that I'm like, you get a pass on this. There's no way for me to kill you without putting a spot on my wall. And I'm very particular about it. I stare at it all the time. So I'm like, you get a pass on this one. But if I see you on the fucking floor or meeting in the streets, dog.
Sure. Nick. You're making the right call, because in my closet there was a spider one time and I killed the spider.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, there is a mark.
Yep.
No matter how many cleaning things I've used on it,
yeah. Even the magic eraser
remains. Spider doesn't blood. Matter. Doesn't matter. Ah. And most people would never know the mark is there.
But you know.
I know. Yeah. I know. And I see it.
One time we were at a hotel together, me and my wife, and she's very particular about mosquitoes. For some reason, they eat her alive. I get one bite. It's fine. She hears the mosquito, right? And of course, then everything has to be. It's World War III. We're DEFCON fucking one when this thing is ready to go. I think I got that right. I think one is the worst. Wake up.
Kevin, give me a check on that.
I think DEFCON 1 is the worst. I think right now, currently, we're at DEFCON 3 or DEFCON 4. Get up. Find the thing on the ceiling. Wife gets a great idea. I'm going to hurl a sandal. I had a rainbow flip-flop. I'm going to hurl this at it. And I'm like, this is not going to go well. This is not a precision instrument that we were using to kill said mosquito. We got to get up to get it the whap, right? She goes, I got this. Takes it. And instead of doing the underhanded, throws it overhand at this thing. Misses by about a solid foot and a half. And just leaves a nice mar on the ceiling of this hotel that we're staying in. And I was like, we've already done it. We might as well try to kill this fucking thing. So I had to get up there on a chair and smack it. But to this day, I think there's probably still a brownish black mark on that ceiling of that place because we were fucking.
And they're like, people got wild in here.
We got wild.
Anytime somebody new comes, they're like, who got wild and had a sandal rub against the ceiling?
Yeah.
Freaky deaky.
Freaky deaky indeed. Ladies and gentlemen. This has been the Kind of Funny podcast.
DEFCON 1 is bad. DEFCON 5 is totally fine.
That's like
fine.
World War 3, yeah. What are we at right now? You can check.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Tweet. He'll tweet back.
Four, right?
Current DEFCON.
We'll wait. We need to know this.
We're usually around 4. I don't think we're ever at 5.
Really? DEFCON 4?
Yeah. Usually it's because if we have some conflict in the world, I think we set it to 4. Just as like a what's up.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kind of Funny podcast. Not only has it been a great episode of three friends, sometimes four when Kevin chimes in talking, it's also been proof that very few people are funnier than Nick. Actually, it's just me, because the call was put out very publicly on Twitter, very publicly on Slack, very publicly in the Kind of Funny Discord general. If you're funnier, come be funnier than Nick. Come be funnier than Nick. Guess what? Nobody came.
You did. You showed up, Greg.
That's why. I wasn't competing because everybody knows I'm funnier than you. Am I faster than Andy in the United States? Yes. We don't need to, keep talking about it and proving it.
It's one of those things people could go back and watch which one of us got more laughs in this podcast.
100%. You know,
I could do that.
Yeah. With the Christmas thing, remember? We going to say Halloween. You went Christmas.
Yeah.
That's a good one. The
misdirection.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, the show isn't over. You can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. We're about to do the post show. Of course, the patreon.com/kindoffunny. You can watch live like Lexi G, Madeline Stanley, and Cameron Kennedy all are. Of course, you could also get the show ad-free. You can get it with the post show we're about to do. You can have a good time. You can get all those benefits for the other podcasts. You can get all the benefits for the Kind of Funny game stuff too over there. Patreon.com/kindoffunny is a great place. You should come be a part of it. But guess what, Jack? I guess there's a good chance you're not part of it. So we'll see you later. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.